Are the banks destroying your savings? By the Oxford Club, sponsored, on February 10, 2026. The following content is sponsored by the Oxford Club and written by its chief income strategist, Mark Lichtenfeld. For decades, America's biggest banks have been playing a game with your money. And they're winning. BlackRock, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Bank of America. While they pay you a measly 0.4% on your savings account, they've been quietly parking billions in investments that generate massive returns. Let me put that in perspective for you. At 0.4%, it takes well over a century to double your money. But the big banks are doubling their money in just a few years, with your deposits. That's not just a difference. That's a scam. Here's the back of the napkin math that should make your blood boil. You deposit $10,000 in your savings account. Your bank pays you 0.4%, that's $40 a year. Meanwhile, they can turn around and invest your money in opportunities that earn them thousands of dollars. They keep the profits. You get $40. But there's more to this story. The average money market account pays less than 0.6%. The average one-year certificate of deposit will earn you a whopping 1.6%. However, inflation is currently running at 2.7%. Your buying power is shrinking every single day. While the banks get richer off your hard-earned savings. So what can savers do? For one, you can buy some T-bills. Currently, 3- and 6-month bills are paying slightly more than 3.5%. But when the bills mature, you may have to reinvest at a lower rate if rates go down, as President Trump is pushing for. Those who can take on a little more risk can buy quality dividend growth stocks. That way, they can get paid at least as much as T-bills, but with a very high chance that those payments will increase every year, which will actually grow your buying power. Lastly, there's an investment that I love right now that has generated an average annual return of 29% for the last 25 years. It's a conservative way to play the AI boom without investing in ultra-volatile stocks, unproven technologies, or any of the companies that have all that circular financing, where one invests in the other, which buys chips from the third, which owns a significant portion of the first. None of that nonsense. Just a company with a tremendous track record that was doing business decades before AI entered the mainstream. Click here to find out more about what I call the 29% account.